The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Yesterday, I got accused of petty theft. Seriously, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So we live in a high rise. We have a gym, right? So I go downstairs and I'm working out. And first thing when I walk in, I notice equipment is thrown everywhere. The bench is in the middle of the room. I'm like, why? Whatever. I clean everything off. I start working out. And then the guy from the front desk walks in. I can see he's kind of frantic, you know, looking around. I said, what's going on? And I could barely understand him, but I heard something about rings. I was like, oh, no, somebody lost their rings. So I began to assist him in looking. And he said, was there anything on that bench? I said, no. He's like, oh, man. So I started looking in the cup holders, you know, in the ellipticals and everything. Yeah. Nothing. The woman who lost her rings walks in and she says, excuse me. Was that bench right there? I said, no, it's where you left it in the middle of the room. I moved it and I cleaned it off. She said, my rings were on there. I said, no, your rings were not on here, ma'am. And she starts looking around and she keeps looking at me. And then she says, well, I'm going to have to go through security cameras. I said, well, you should.
That would have set me off right
You
there.
Should go through security cameras. Yeah. I said, perhaps you put them in your leggings. And she said, well, my leggings didn't have pockets. I said, sometimes I put them in the band and I forget. And then you take your leggings off. They go flying everywhere. You don't even know. Anyway, she stomped out. I'm continuing my workout.
So wait, hold on. You told her what she might have done?
Yes, because I've done it before, right? Well, I certainly am not going to, like, accuse somebody of stealing. And then the manager walks in. So she's, like, going to levels here. She didn't even trust the front desk guy. She definitely didn't trust me. And I can see the manager is flustered. And she's looking around. I said, you looking for those rings? She's like, yeah, she forgot them here. I said, she forgot to put all her stuff back is what she forgot. I said, the rings are not in here. I said, I've looked everywhere. She was like, she's so upset. Damn. I said, yeah, I'm upset too because I had to clean up after her. Anyway, I have not been accused of stealing since I walked into that Walgreens that one time.
I would have been more,
like trash.
More upset about the fact that she was accusing you of stealing than the fact that you had to clean up all her mess.
No, I'm mad at both.
Well, I want to play detective here, and I have, you know, zero obligation to anybody here in this party. Mm-hmm. Is this a public gym?
It's a gym for our building.
It's a gym for our building. Oh. Yes.
Okay, so it's only tenants who really use it, though.
Yes,
To be honest, there's not very many people who use it.
All right, then I think you played it smart, because if it's like a public gym and anyone's in there, then, yeah, I would probably question you a little bit if you moved the bench and I felt like I left my keys there. But if it's a private gym where everybody who lives there is, yeah, I'm surprised you didn't get sassier with her. Second question, what happened with you and being dressed down in Walgreens where you got accused of stealing?
I was wearing boxer shorts, an old t-shirt that had grease stains on the front. I would cook in this t-shirt, flip-flops that cost me like $1.99 in New York.
They thought you were homeless.
I had a pair of glasses on that had a paper clip in them to hold them together. And an old leather backpack. And when I walked in, the manager said, ma'am, I'm going to need that backpack. Now, in that case, I
wouldn't
understand.
Have been upset about
exactly.
That one. No. Right.
What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We have World Password Day.
Ugh, the worst person with passwords, Automatic. He will never, ever put it in his passkey.
What are you talking about?
So he'll forget it, redo the password, and then I can't get in. And then he forgot what the password was. And I'm like, what are we doing here?
I am the controller of the domain. You do not need to have control.
We're just going around. You don't have control. Anyway.
I do, because everything is set up to come to my phone number and my email.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a new Zelle scam that's tricking people into giving up thousands of dollars.
This is a tricky scam.
It's super, super advanced. When I heard the woman Demi Woods being interviewed by ABC, I thought, man, we have to talk about this.
It's just scary because he had my name, date of birth, and my account number. Mm. They even said over the phone, whatever code you get, we are not going to ask you for, so don't tell me the code. So I don't know how much more legit it could sound.
And then she goes on to say they had her date of birth, like everything that described certain things she had purchased in the past few days.
They had also told her to transfer the money to herself and that
They're
the
like,
money
hey,
would show back up in her account.
Transfer this money so that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then
once you do that yourself, you can't get that back. I mean, that's you can
no. Luckily, she did have protection, right? So she did it. And then she realized, she said, once she transferred, the name of the bank changed. And she said, I think I made an error. And by the way, this woman is not old by any means. She's young.
The best of us can get scammed every once in a while, Dana. The best of us.
Every once in a while is your last name, DJ Automatic. Every once in a while, I get scammed. So she calls the bank. She had protection. She got all her money back. Anthony, you know this. How often does Otto come in with a scam story every quarter?
I don't want to go into that. Oh, my God. Here we go.
It makes me so angry because I tell him over and over, whether it's Facebook, hey, Dana, I got this warning. I'm like, don't click on that.
Listen, Automatic is my friend, Dana. And sometimes we're not victim blame around here. And Automatic, yes, it is about
you know what? I just want to believe in the good in people, okay? And so that's my last scam was during Christmas time, and I got a text message from what I thought was T-Mobile. And they were like, hey, you have all these points you need to redeem. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. And they were like, click here to see what you can get with your points.
So he tells me, though. He tells me about it, and I said, not real. Don't do it.
I clicked on it, I was like, man, this website looks real. It says T-Mobile.com on it. This is the legit thing. So I was like, oh, I can get a JBL speaker. I have enough points for that. And it was Christmas time, and all I wanted to do was listen to Christmas music on my brand new JBL speaker. But then they wanted me to pay for shipping and handling, which makes a lot of sense because they were giving me a free speaker. So I thought, oh, $10 for shipping and handling? Actually, I'll do next day service, $22. Well, there was a humongous charge on my credit card after that.
No, that's not what happened. He puts in one credit card and it wouldn't go through. Puts it in again. He's like,
you didn't have to tell this part.
Well, I'll just use another credit card. So he puts in the other credit card. By this time, every one of our bank accounts is compromised.
Did we get the money back?
That's not the point.
We got the money back.
2 weeks later, and
we got the money back.
Guess who got it back?
I got it back.
Guess who has to re-enter everything into our auto pays again, and the bills, and everything else.
And no JBL speaker at all.
I should just buy myself one because I deserve that speaker.
No, you do not.
I'm going to listen to my Christmas music next year on that speaker.
If you're going to buy a scam speaker, do it like the rest of us. Meet somebody in a parking lot.
That's how you do it.
And you buy
grocery
it
store parking lot. Yes. You get it right there.
Where they pull up in that van and remember those guys?
How do you avoid this Zelle scam? This is David Rawson explaining what to do.
If someone asks you to send money to protect yourself from fraud, even if it looks like it's from the bank, that is a red flag. If you get one of those alerts, maybe it is from the bank, I want you to ignore the text, ignore the phone call, pull out your wallet or purse, get your ATM card, flip it over, call the number on the back of the card.
You, DJ Automatic, he's talking to you.
I've yet to, knock on wood, lose any money for real, though.
Somebody went to Ibiza on our card one time.
But I got the money back.
That one was the worst, because that one I witnessed in person.
And I was freaking out on the air.
There's no defense there. I saw Dana say, hey, that doesn't sound like real. And you walked away, and then, like... 20 minutes later, come back sad.
I was just happy to know that I could actually afford a trip to Ibiza. So at some point, maybe I might go, okay?
Oh my gosh.
There was nothing happy about you.
Nothing.
Well, when I reflected on that situation, happy about it later, okay?
Have you or someone in your family gotten scammed? Do you have somebody like Otto who's just perpetually scammed?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Disneyland and Disney World are reportedly considering banning influencers and live streamers, even the people they hire themselves, because they've had park attendees complain that these people are rude and bother them.
Oh.
And I've had this happen occasionally where I'm at a restaurant and someone will say, do you mind getting out of my shot? I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just trying to get to my table. I'm sorry.
I love this. I love that the mouse is sticking up for the rest of us because your picture and your live stream doesn't take precedence over everyone else.
But even the people they hire, come on, we've met some really lovely people that work for Disney. We met a lovely woman who does all their food stuff, remember?
Yeah. Well, they're thinking about stopping it because somebody actually swatted Disneyland. And if you don't know what swatting is, where they called in like all the police and they all show up at one time.
Yeah.
Speaking of swatting, I just remember that influencer that you guys are talking about, we met her and she was actually kind of digging me. And then Dana came and swatted that down.
I'm sorry. I remember.
Remember that, Otto?
Yeah, I do remember.
I didn't catch that one. What happened?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing happened. Because Dana came and just shot it down.
I didn't mean to.
How did you shoot it down?
Well, she actually, okay, you know what shot it down was her wedding ring. But I wasn't going to go full Mike Vrabel. But anyway.
She was talking to Anthony a little close.
She was, dude.
And until I went over there, I think she felt guilty. And then, you know, whatever. Anthony just wanted to do it for the free churro. Don't lie.
That is true.
You know, that was my first time going to Disney. I'd never been to Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
And I was an adult. And they gave me a sticker.
That said first time.
Have me and all the 3-year-olds running around Disneyland.
The first time I ever went to Disney. Disney was my first time with my family going on a plane. So,
oh, Otto, I bet that was exciting.
Yeah, the summer before, there was a huge bug infestation. So my dad made a bunch of money.
Oh, pest control, yeah.
Pest control, exactly, yeah.
That's great.
We were talking about trees earlier, yeah. So my dad made a bunch of money that summer, and he took us all to Disneyland, and it was an amazing experience because, you know, wow. Four kids and two parents at Disneyland wasn't cheap. You know, going with my dad, you can imagine what kind of experience that was.
Well, Pop-O-Matic was a little different, but didn't you have a wonderful time? Didn't you just create amazing?
No, it was amazing.
Memories?
I still have a hat that I bought from there. I have my, you know, the little stuffed animals and stuff. It was, especially for T and Sarah, who were super young at that time.
Your siblings?
Yeah, my brother and sister. That was an amazing experience.
It really is the happiest place on earth. Anthony, don't you think when you walk in there, it's like the movie comes alive?
It was for me for a little bit. And then I walked in. I had the opportunity to walk in there with your husband, Sir DJ Automatic.
Oh, yeah.
Who, a moment upon walking into the happiest place in the world, Automatic goes, "Oh, man, my stomach's upset, dude. I got to use the bathroom." That is the first thing I hear when I walk into Disneyland.
You were basically Pumbaa. You were a little bit gassy.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Mariah Carey is a diva. How does she feel about a woman like Britney Spears writing about her in her book?
I know.
Stop.
Cat fight coming.
Okay, we'll talk about it after Celebrity Birthdays, Anthony A.
All right, we have Lil TJ celebrating his birthday. Hey. Travis Scott and pilot and NASA astronaut from the Artemis II, Victor Glover, celebrating his birthday.
Hey, he had some of the best quotes up there near the moon. Okay. Jimmy Kimmel had Mariah Carey on his show, and he's reading part of the chapter what Britney said about Mariah to Mariah's face. Listen.
At one award show, I knocked on Mariah Carey's dressing room door. She opened it, and out poured the most beautiful otherworldly light. You know how we all have ring lights now? Well, more than 20 years ago, only Mariah Carey knew about ring lights. Is that true about the ring lights? You had one in 2003?
Of course I had a ring light like that. By the way, I wasn't like, oh, I love a ring light. By the way, I like a ring light when you cover the bottom edge of the ring light.
How in the world did she know about ring lights that long ago?
Why does she cover the bottom?
Because you get underlighting and it makes you look chubbier on the bottom.
Oh.
Right? Who? What?
Is she the queen of lighting, Mariah Carey?
She's just the queen. Mariah Carey's the queen.
I mean, she's taken a lot of photographs at this point.
I love the respect that she has for Britney, the respect that Britney has for her. J-Lo and Mariah, I don't know about that. I don't know what's going on with them.
Do they not get along well?
Mariah's always, like, dissed her. J-Lo had mentioned she gets 8 hours of sleep. Mariah's like, I always get 3 because I write my own music and, you know, you don't sing your own songs. I didn't have to sing my songs like she doesn't. I wouldn't need sleep either. So they've just had this kind of back and forth.
They're catty with each other.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe a little
but
bit.
But that's how I like my divas, you know? I'd rather have them do this than give me their political opinion.
Amen to that.
You have to respect somebody like Mariah Carey, though. She is a two-namer. Do you think if you just said Mariah, you know who she is right away?
Of course, yeah. Right away, I always think of Mariah Carey. Huh? I mean, I have a very good friend named Mariah, but I guarantee you, if you said Mariah, I'm going to think of Mariah Carey.
Someone else with the big pipes that gets along with Britney, that loves her, Christina Aguilera. People, they used to be pitted against each other in the early 2000s, but both of those women have incredible respect for one another. Mm. Christina's voice, man.
She might have... Well, no, Mariah Carey has the best voice out of all of those.
Except for Whitney, Mariah's next. There's nobody that
And the thing about Mariah Carey that people, and you reminded me, she's a songwriter and has been a songwriter and is one of the greatest songwriters of all time. She has 18 number ones.
Can we talk about my new girl, Olivia Dean?
Not yet.
Not compared to that. I'm sorry. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Olivia Dean, but she's not on that level.
Yeah, not in the conversation we're having yet. I think in the conversation we're having now, you have to mention Adele for me as somebody who, yeah.
You just said Adele, and I got chills, physical chills all over my body. Okay, who are we leaving out?
Ariana Grande.
Oh, my gosh. Her voice is crazy.
And then, I mean, Rihanna's got to be in the conversation if all these other people are in the conversation.
I love Rihanna. I don't know that she can sing, and I don't even care. She's still my queen. I don't even care.
I thought we were just talking divas at this point.
Yeah, maybe we are, right? Because Britney Spears has never been the strongest singer.
No.
But her personality
Neither
and
has
her
J-Lo.
Aura. And yeah, J-Lo, no, we know that's right. Okay, what divas are we leaving out of the combo? 877-730-DCS1. Text or tap in.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Man, remember Cocaine Bear was so big. This whole real life incident was so grandiose that it became a movie. We'll move over Cocaine Bear because now there is Meth Raccoon.
Oh my God. What?
And I am not kidding you.
Okay, we got to be going to Florida for this.
We're not. We're going to Ohio.
Oh, plot twist.
So authorities in Ohio were shocked to find a raccoon in the front seat of a woman that they suspected had methamphetamine on her, and she did. Here's how that encounter went with police and the woman that was pulled over.
Come here. The raccoon has her meth pipe.
Oh, my God.
He's playing with the meth pipe right now. No, don't reach for it. That's evidence now.
Oh, I don't want him to have
well,
that.
Well, that's why I'm going to do it. Hey, buddy. Hello? It's okay. The raccoon's playing with her meth pipe. He's trying to smoke it.
All right.
There's no way.
No, he's not trying to smoke it. I have a feeling the raccoon smoked it before. That's why he knew how to hold it. Because the woman who was pulled over had a permit to own a pet raccoon.
Oh, no. And sometimes you don't know what emotional support animals are really going through. All right? And we have Rocket the Raccoon here who hit rock bottom and was looking for a way to get back up, sister.
It's been a long time since that last Avengers movie. You know, he's burnout at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, man. Down
he's
and
going
out.
Broke. Well, actually, he's in raccoon rehab right now.
Rightfully so.
They removed the raccoon from this woman's home and are trying to find a safe place for him. They can't let him go. He doesn't belong in the zoo because he has no more wildlife.
Well, you can't put a creature like that in the zoo. He's going to turn out the other ones.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. So right now, she has been arrested on multiple drug and traffic charges and for abusing an animal. You know what I say? That's pretty messed up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We spoke to a man named Bill earlier, and this all came from a down on the DM, okay? This had to do with blended families. This woman knew her boyfriend was talking to his ex, which she was fine with, but they were making plans to have happy hour. It went down on the DM. It wasn't good. But Bill shared a story about his ex, who, by the way, uses their daughter to manipulate him. Here's how it all went down.
But yeah, as far as going to a happy hour with my ex, yeah, there's no way.
What's your ex's name?
Fel.
Her name is Fel. F-E-L.
Shame on Fel. Shame on her. No, you know what? That's a rare name, too. We're going to put that out there in the universe.
That's very
Let
specific.
The universe handle
Somebody's
it.
Somebody's going to text her. You just got shamed on the radio.
And that was the point. I wanted to shame her. How are you going to use your child? Bill is over here being a good dad to his daughter, being a good stepfather to his wife's daughter. He was like, I get along so well with her ex. We're friends and blah, blah. No, you've got to be kind to one another at the very least for the sake of the kids.
I was very proud to hear the millennial men be able to be this communicative with each other and have, you know, just as men to men, because we're fiery as well, too. Like, automatic, I think you might be on the opposite side of this topic from Bill.
Yeah, no, I am, because I after all the calls that we got, obviously, a lot more people are co-parenting and getting along a lot better.
You're supposed to, Otto.
I mean, I was in the bathroom and one of our coworkers was like, yeah, I'm not seeing it the way you see it. I'm friends with my ex and we co-parent together. And it's
in the urinal? Y'all had that conversation?
We had that one. Wow. Well, not in the... I was in the urinal. He was on the...
Okay. He was in the stall. Wow.
That's the last time he brings that up to you. Well, I don't want to say something too. As the only person who's not in a family, or you know, I'm on the outside of this looking in. When you know, some people say I don't want to date women with children, or I don't want to date people who have kids. This is kind of the complication that we're talking about. You know, I'd rather not have to experience any of this drama to begin with.
I've heard you say that on occasion, Anthony. But if you really like somebody, do you really want to put that wall up before you even give it a shot?
Yes, to protect my sanity, because sometimes it works out, but that's a strong bond between two people, and I'm not going to be here to be some like weird puppet in the middle of everybody, and I'd rather protect my own sanity and walk away from
it. So I used to think that exact same way, and I got past it, obviously, and so I think that you're right. Like, you're cutting a lot of women out of the picture that you might be able to have a really good relationship with.
Yeah, and I think that's part of my journey that I'm on, maybe, is just to be like, hey, you gotta let the fish back into the water. You know?
Well, I mean, but what if you do meet somebody and you do like them? You don't have to meet the child right away, and you certainly don't have to meet her ex right away. Like, why?
Yeah, but it's going to get there eventually.
Yeah, eventually. But let me tell you, another caller said, from jump, I told my boyfriend, this is how it is. That person should disclose immediately the relationship, all of that the very beginning.
It doesn't make me a wrong person. It doesn't make me wrong or in the wrong to want to walk away from it, right?
No,
make you a bad person to say you don't want to date a woman with children. At least you're being upfront about it. Otto used to say that all the time. While we were seeing each other, we did not have plans to get serious whatsoever. And I was not offended by it. Was I a little hurt by it? Yeah. But that's the way he felt. And I respected that. Now we're married. Look who got what. What?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.